4 DOS Pokemon. What are you doing?
Just chilling out, Dell. Gary? Oh, we've been to Aldi's and then across the street to Walmart and down in Taylor's and just eating some cheese and crackers out of a package here and drinking water and heading home. How's your day?
Well, get my ears lower today. We're on the way home from going over there getting our hair cut. And Joey and I use the same lady that, yeah, she cuts both our hair and does a real good job, and she's been doing it for a lot of years. And I told her, I said, she's talking about retiring. I said, you can't retire. I said, I wouldn't have anybody else cut my hair. And she started laughing.
I'll give you credit anyways, Gary. You didn't call her your hairdresser. I remember N4IQ telling me he had a hairdresser. I was, oh, no, we haven't gone that far. Well, my hairdresser is sitting right here beside them.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, Bernice, I hope you are doing well today. I hadn't talked to you much in a long time. I got to get back over and see y'all one of these days. I've been hanging around the house and not doing anything, and I need to get out and do some visiting.
Sir, welcome anytime, Gary. There was something I was thinking about talking to you about the other day. I don't know what it was exactly, but at my age, I got a right to forget. Oh, shoot. Well, we had fun at Aldi's. I know everybody down there by first name now and always give them a bad time. Been out and fed the chickens some oats and some corn this morning and picked up eggs and saw Patrick's truck at Josie's on the way down there right by Wade Hampton. And the Snap-on truck was alongside of him. And he's going to stop by tonight and get some eggs. You know how much eggs are at Aldi's now, Gary?
Have any idea? I can tell you how much they are at Ingles.
$6 a dozen. That's crazy, ain't it?
It is, at least I think it is. But, well, you know, I guess the chickens have got to eat too, Tom. But it just seems like the price of everything's going up. That's a known fact. I don't have to say that. You know, as a wise gentleman told me one time, the only thing that is consistent is change, and it's going to be there whether we want it to come along or not.
Change is going to change, too. Costs 3 cents to make a penny now, you know. boy. Well, they said that inflation only grew to 2.8% or something. Doesn't mean a heck of a lot to me, but that's what it said on the TV this morning on the local news. And they was expecting something over 3. So, who knows? It's going to go up before it goes down, that's for sure. And we can all hope for that. Well, I think there's some legitimacy to this bird flu. And I used to not think so, but I've heard too much. It's there. Looks like if they can come up with a COVID shot, they can come up with something for the chicken flu.
Well, that's probably what that COVID shot is there, Tom. You know, when COVID hit, everybody quit talking about the flu. And I guess the main difference is with the COVID, it started out like flu, but turned into pneumonia, and so they quit talking about the flu. But I've been very fortunate. I've been very blessed. I didn't get COVID, and I hadn't got the flu yet, so I feel like I'm in pretty good shape.
What shots until this year? No more things over. But I don't know. What's wrong, Gary? But we get a flu shot every year. I had that time. I was outside working on a Worthington air compressor, a big one for a plant. And it was about 5 degrees below zero up there in Kansas and about 20, 25 mile an hour winds blowing between the buildings. and it kept freezing up, and they couldn't figure that out, of course. I think the viscosity on the oil was about zero. But at any rate, I got that flu, and that's the only time I ever missed several days of work. Yeah, I mean, it put me down. And then I had something else one time that lasted two or three days when I was, I know I missed an orchestra concert. I was playing in an orchestra out at the university just to help them out. Boy, I don't want that flu again, and you can't get the flu from a flu shot, so might as well take the dang thing, you know. A lot of people not taking them measles shots for their kids, and they're 97% effective, and that new shingle shot's like 98%. So we're caught up on them anyways.
My GP makes sure that I stay up to date on my flu shot. And I went over to pick up a prescription the other day, and my pharmacist over there told me, she said, it's time for your shingles shot. And I said, it seemed like I just had one just a bit ago. She said, yeah, it was over a year ago. She said, you need to get another one. So I told her, I said, well, I'll get it next time I come in. And hadn't been back since then, so I guess next time I go over there to pick up a prescription, I'll take another 5 minutes and let her give me that shingles shot. That's hard to say. But, I do what I can to try to stay all right. I've not had any of the COVID shots, and told the doctor, told my GP, I said, I'm not going to get those anyway. And he wanted to know why. And I said, well, I don't think there was enough research done on them before they pushed them out. And I said, I just don't trust them. And he said, okay. And so I hadn't had any of those. And so far, knock on wood, I've been very fortunate and not got it.
Yeah, Gary, we got COVID, but it was mild. We weren't real sick or anything from it. But we had one of them test kits and tested positive. We didn't take anything for it and just got over it. But and we had, I don't know how many shots, two or three years ago. But I ain't taking no more. And you're right, they didn't do enough research on it. But my nephew's a medical scientist and was the CEO of a drug company. And I asked him if him and his family was going to get it. And he says, we'll be first in line. So I went ahead and got it, and Bernice got it. But the only one that really was bad, they had, they have a quadrivalent flu shot. That's like four different viruses instead of three, like the regular flu shot. And Bernice got that. And boy, that night she got 103 temperature. So this year, it didn't bother me, but this year we just got the regular flu shot. I didn't want to take a chance with her getting sick from it. It scared me. And her arm usually gets a little red from it, but guys, you and me, we've had every shot in the dang world anyways, from dengue fever to malaria. You go overseas, you get all of those.
West Mobile. Well, that's true, Tom. You know, I can remember getting a whole heap of shots and stuff when I was in, and I'm sure you did, especially, you know, going overseas. You know, they want to make sure you don't catch nothing, it seems like, and so they go ahead and give you a shot for it, which is a good thing. But I don't know, I'm about shotted out. I keep getting them, for the flu and that sort of thing, trying to stay up current so my health does not go downhill. And, it is what it is. But, Tom, I've fixed to be here at the house. Me and Joy are going to jump out and run back in the house and do something. I might even eat a bowl of ice cream or something. You can't never tell. But you and Miss Bernice have a wonderful afternoon. Enjoy talking with you for a few minutes. Like I said, I'll get over there one of these days soon to see you. I'll give you a call, make sure you're there. before I head that direction. But you and Miss Bernice have a wonderful afternoon. We'll say 73 to you for now. N0TR, KI4DOS Mobile.
Well, we'd love that. Come on up, and I need to get over there and visit with Chris, and Bernice will whip him up a chocolate cake or something one of these days, and we'll go up. I get lost every time, Gary. Of course, we're from Kansas, and I'm a little slow. We're a little slow. Anyways, I didn't know Joy was with you. Excuse me on that. Hi, Joy. And just take care of yourself, Gary, after having the ticker problems that we've had and that. Got to get a little preventative maintenance, we call it. 73's Gary. KI4DOS and 0TR. We're home, too.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Bernice. K3JOY.
Joy. There's the War Department. She spoke now. She's pretty quiet, Joy. See you guys later. Yeah, send your old TR.
Hey, Joy. Hey, Gary. Tom and Miss Bernice. If any of you four can give me a radio check right quick, I'll leave you alone.
Oh, it's just terrible, Chris. Can't hardly pull you out of the static. The static being Gary over there. I'll say you, Gary.
It's Chris. Good to hear you on the radio. You sound like you're in the car with us, so take your seatbelts off. We're going to take them off and go in the house. K3JOY.
Okay, y'all have a good day and good weekend.
You sound great here, Chris. I'm just pulling your leg. I figured I'm from Kansas and you're from down here, so I know you're a little slow because you joined the Marine Corps.
Yeah, I guess it takes somebody slow to do something like that. I don't think I acknowledge myself, though. KO4QLV.
Semper Fi, buddy. We'll catch you down the line. We're sitting here in front of the garage letting the boobs in. It's getting boob season again. Maybe I'll catch you between 8:30 and 9 for the net some of these nights, Chris. KO4QLG and 0TR 73.
Tom, appreciate that radio check. I'm running the truck in the yard, so it's making sure things coming through. We'll talk to you later, 7:30.
Yeah, I couldn't be any better, Chris. Sound like a local radio station here. 73's Chris, N0TR clear.